White Sands of Summer, written by J.H. Fletcher and read by Jennifer Valetti. She had promised her husband she would retire in September on her 65th birthday. But in July, that changed when a contact in the public service phoned Shannon to say that Charles Green Island might be on the market. He told her the present owners, the Hennessy family, were strapped for cash. It wasn't surprising. 7 years before, the whole clan had been on the island celebrating Patriarch Dominic's 70th birthday when Cyclone Daphne, bringing winds of 200 kilometres an hour, had scythed through the Whitsundays. By a miracle, the family had survived, but the resort had been shredded. The old man, always a fool, had previously declared cyclone cover too expensive, so after the storm there'd been no funds for rebuilding. Dominic was 77 now and as stubborn as ever. But even he could deny the arithmetic no longer, and her informant told Shannon that, barring a miracle, the family would have to sell. "I've wanted that island all my life," she told Hal. "I'm not going to walk away if there's the slightest chance of getting hold of it now." Shannon got her lawyer to contact the Hennessys. After 2 weeks ducking and diving, they agreed to a meeting. Before getting together with them, Shannon phoned her half-sister Jess, based in Hong Kong, to put her in the picture, only to find that Jess had news of her own. Jess. Shanghai Street, like the rest of Kowloon, was its normal frenzy of traffic. But in the windowless chamber adjoining the main boardroom, the air was still, the silence absolute. The walls were bare. The only furniture, a plain wooden desk and two straight-backed chairs, one on either side of the desk. One chair was empty. On the other sat a man in his mid-40s wearing a well-cut tropical suit. He waited and did not move. In this job, you waited until told to jump, then you jumped. The door opened and another man came in. He was perhaps 20 years older than the man at the desk, but was still upright in his stance, his chalk-white face giving no hint of his thoughts or feelings. He walked to the desk and sat down. The current of chill air that seemed always to accompany him settled in the silent room.
"Well?"
The younger man cleared his throat.
"I spoke to the minister personally, and there is no doubt about it. The Hennessys are bankrupt, or as close to it as makes no difference."
"So the island is on the market?"
"Not officially, but the minister said the family would definitely be open to offers."
Again he cleared his throat. "The figure of $20 million was mentioned?" The older man's eyes were a brilliant blue, startling in the white face and as cold as ice.
"Let me remind you that we do not wish to buy the island, but simply utilise a portion of it. Which may mean having to buy the island together. However, the minister gave me some useful information. There's a rumour someone else may be interested in the island. An Australian woman called Shannon Harcourt."
For a fraction of a second, the stillness in the air intensified. The change was barely perceptible, but it was the younger man's job to notice such things.